video a little early, but...
Okay.
Oh, nice. We're rolling.
We are rocking and rolling. I just got cold. That ice cream hit.
I went inside to put on sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
I am so done with the planes.
Yeah.
It was like a...
Excuse you.
It was like an air show on the golf course today.
Oh, my
Lord. It was just airplane city.
Yeah. It was a lot.
All right. So this episode, let's go... let's go golf terms. And then we have a surprise topic at the end, which is kind of a way to make you guys either fast forward or listen to it all.
It's not that surprise considering the title of it.
True. Okay, golf terms. Because someone emailed us and has, like, no idea about the shit we talk about.
Well, we also don't know, like, no idea what we talk about. We just kind of start the pod and...
make. No, I'm saying, like, as far as golf terms go. I feel like we make stuff up, too.
Oh, I very rarely actually use proper wording.
So I created a golf shot. Not I created a golf shot. I created a name for a golf shot called the Dick High Stinger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it gets, like, dick high off the ground and it just runs.
Also known as, like, keeping it low. Kind of a punch shot.
That's, like what normal people would
that's
say.
That's what normal people would say.
Unless you're D and you call it the ding-dong dirt dicker.
Yeah.
Okay,
we got that. Another one you have is the Canadian snap fade.
Canadian snap fade is another name for a shank.
A hosel rocket, if you will.
A shank goes right off the little corner of the club and just goes straight right.
I have also seen the shot from the toe.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so... it's definitely not anywhere near the center of the club face is a Canadian snap fade.
And we say Canadian snap fade because you never say the S word on a golf course.
Correct.
That's like you never say the word seven at a craps table.
Or shutout if you're a goalie.
Oh, fun fact. Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Never say that.
So there's that. What else we have? We have chippy.
Chippy.
Chippy. So like if it's not like a full shot, you just kind of chippied it. Just a little chippy eight.
Yep, chippy eight or a rangy. I use the word rangy.
Oh, eight. Yeah.
Like
an 80 percenter?
Yeah, like you're just warming up, stepping up on the driving range, and you're like, yeah, I don't have it on me right now.
Been there.
So a rangy eight. What was the one that my mom was wondering about?
I don't remember. Mom, do you remember the one you were asking us about earlier?
Golf terms?
No. Okay.
Awesome.
Good talk.
Yep.
I use the word floater a lot. Like when I hit a spinny chip, when I get some height on it.
Yeah.
I call it a floater.
Oh, yeah. A little floaty one.
Yeah.
Yes.
A little floater.
Little floater.
Three-quarter choked. It's like when you just kind of swing. I mean, we all think we're swinging here, but we're really still here. But
yes.
You choke down on the club a little bit. Makes it go lower.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think.
This is hard.
I don't really... the problem is we don't know what golf terms people don't know.
All right. Well, what happens if you just absolutely smash a drive?
Just, there's a lot of things.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Pissed on it.
Pissed on it. Tittied it.
Jizzed on it.
Hit it on the screws. Nutted it. Your favorite's yoked it.
Yoke. Yeah, that one is.
Piss missile.
Yep.
When you say it was on a rope, that means it was just
dead straight.
Like didn't,
straight,
didn't
straight
move.
As me.
Yeah, didn't move like even an eighth of an inch.
Correct.
Those always surprise me. I'm like, wow.
It nothing could touch it. Jesus himself would have to come down and touch it.
Boop.
Yeah, for that thing to move. Jesus is listening.
Jesus is listening.
That's a story we'll have to tell eventually on the pod.
I'm sure we'll get there.
Yeah.
What other good golf terms are there?
Mm.
Oh, in pro-ams, I use the word angel raper a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's
condom
when it just
shot.
Goes. This one goes way up in the air.
Yeah, a condom shot.
Condom shot. We learned that last year in Winter Haven.
Uh huh. It was so that means. Like, it didn't feel great, but it got the job done. Like, it went on its intended line.
It's safe, but it didn't feel great.
Oh.
That's the condom shot.
That's what that is. Oh.
Yeah. This episode, by the way, is not sponsored by In-N-Out, but...
if they want to.
It should be.
Yeah.
A skipper. Like, when you have really receptive or grainy greens and you know it's going to check.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear the little skipper one chip.
One hop stops.
One hop stops. We like those. Wish you could do that on these greens.
Oh, my gosh. No. Or like a drivey chip, if that makes sense, where you, like, drive it into the ground and make it run.
Yep. Yep.
Bump and run.
What do you call lip outs?
My golf game.
The funniest one I've heard for a lip out is had it in her mouth and the kids walked in.
There's a lot of those.
That one's epic.
High
school prom night.
Mm-hmm.
All lip, no hole.
Paid a lot of money for a rim job.
Paid a lot of money. I may or may not have let the C word fly today.
Why?
I did. I was so sick of missing short putts. Woof. Anywho.
I called myself a couple names today. Walking off.
Yeah.
Jamoke was thrown around a lot.
The F-bomb. Not the curse word F-bomb.
I also said the non-curse
the
word
F-bomb. Me
F-bomb. The you, yes.
Rhymes with schmaggot.
I said that after I three-putted for par 2 times today.
Twice. Captain three-wiggle. That's the term. Three-jack, three-wiggle. Golf's full of, like, not nice things.
We're gonna think of stuff too right after we're done.
Absolutely, we're gonna think of stuff right when we're done. So, which means we should probably just lead into the real segment of this.
Correct. Dear USGA.
Dear USGA part two.
Yeah.
That's literally what I have to, like, why? Why?
It is so stupid that they're punishing the 0.01% of the world.
I just don't like the argument, okay? I hear the argument. I don't agree with the argument.
I agree.
Okay, we can't make courses longer. Cool, then don't. Like, what would happen if you took the men and put them on our golf course, but bring in the fairway and raise the hell out of the rough?
Mm-hmm.
What would happen?
They would be forced to actually play the golf course like it's intended. The guys do not play a lot of courses the way it's intended like we do. Like, their landing areas, they go to a golf course and they're like, oh, we put these tees back here, or you're playing these tees. That's not the intended, like, you are not supposed to hit it over that bunker. You're supposed to, like, equal with it or flirting with it.
Yeah, you're supposed to have to think about your shot. The bunker is supposed to be in the way, not
and
having
not
to sail it.
Right, and I said this yesterday. I said, you should put the guys, not far enough back, just in a position to where they have to hit an 8 or 7 iron into a couple par fours. Like, when was the last time they probably had to do that?
Or a 6 or 5 iron.
Yeah.
Like, or make them pull a 3 wood on a driver, or on a par five. Like, mm-hmm. It's not by making the golf course longer, they're actually making it
easier
in a sense, right?
Because
golf's
not
hard, so you're never making it easier,
right?
But you're putting the tee back, so you're making their landing area bigger. But if you put the tee up, you make their landing area smaller.
Yeah, what they don't do, which is what our tour does, and I'm not saying this as a bad thing, it's just because I'm longer, it's like they set up the courses to where it's like for the average or slightly below average, I would say. And then we're the ones that got to figure it out.
Yeah. My dad had this argument with me for years. He's like, how come all these girls are? And I'm like, Dad, I had to hit 3 wood 5 iron. Like, I don't hit 5 irons into par fours. It's rare.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We hit
like
8 irons, 9 iron wedge.
Yeah.
But you put us at a golf course where driver can get me into trouble. Now I have to lay back. Now I'm hitting different irons into the green, and you've completely manipulated my golf game.
And the verse to that is like, okay, let's say instead of I can hit driver everywhere, I'm not changing the clubs that I hit in on every other golf course. Like, I'm used to hitting driver 5 hybrid, driver 7 iron, driver, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, the other girls,
like, instead of... Exactly. The other girls don't have to adjust their game because their driver is just what normal. Is. And then they're used to having 150 or 160 in. They haven't altered their game. So if you're going to create a golf ball that's going to take, quote unquote, 15 yards off, okay, why don't you just move the tee box up 15 yards?
Yeah.
Isn't that essentially what you're doing?
Yes.
Like, I don't think I'm missing it here. Needless to say, whoever's in charge of this discussion at USGA is struggling to understand professional golf. Golf's hard.
Yeah. I also don't think the USGA should be running the...
I also don't think that the USGA rules should technically have to be the PGA rules, the LPGA rules, the Epson rules. Like, we should be allowed to create our own rules.
I 100% agree with that.
Like, we shouldn't have to abide by this huge umbrella organization.
That's based for amateur golfers.
Yeah. Like, it makes no sense.
It makes zero sense to me. Granted, aren't we allowed to make local rules for our tour?
I don't know, but don't people love seeing Rory hit it 360?
Yeah.
Do you really think that 345 is going to make a big difference?
No.
Like, what?
Especially at, like, the old course where the fairways are 80 yards wide. Like,
people shouldn't be punished
for hitting it far,
but for doing things to make them hit it far. Like, yeah. These guys are... And not even just the guys, but, I mean, that's where the discussion lies.
Because our tour, I think, wrote something that, like, we don't have any intention of using this.
Well, yeah, because there's girls that carry it 220.
Barely.
What are they going to carry it, 205?
Yeah.
You're not going to get to, like, 3 fairways around.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't...
It does not apply to us.
And then it's just shitty that you're just going to single out the guys who go to the gym, who have all this money to spend on swing coaches, speed coaches, whatever else, and they've done things to make themselves not necessarily better, but longer.
Mm-hmm. It's also, like, it's not the guy's fault. It's also the technology that has been created. So the USGA just didn't foresight that in, I don't know, 100 years that the technology is going to get better.
It's only normal to evolve as a society, right? We're going to get smarter, faster, stronger. But just like Justin Thomas said, he's like, okay, people are running a mile faster than they ever were. Are you guys going to extend the length of a mile to make, like...
To say that it's a mile?
Right?
Or, like, what you said with the basketball thing.
Yeah, okay, someone's making more 3-point percentages than they were 5 years ago. I don't know if that's stat as accurate or not, but for the point of argument, let's make the rim half an inch less in diameter. Well, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at people for
evolving, being human, evolving, getting faster,
but for getting better at their craft.
Yeah.
Like, this is your job, this is how you make money, and you find all these ways to get better, and now you're gonna say, oh, you've gotten too good, we're gonna hinder you, or we're gonna try to hinder you.
That's dumb. Has it, like...
And all the manufacturers, that's what pisses me off, too, right? Titleist, Callaway, I mean, name them all, Srixon, Preset, whoever you want to talk about. They've spent all this money in research and development trying to figure out how to be a better product than they were last year, trying to give the public, what does everybody want in the world? Distance. Everybody wants to know how to hit it further. That's an amateur.
Right.
And the manufacturers are doing that, and now you're just kind of giving them a middle finger, like, don't do your job, don't make money, like... Who are you? Very fired up.
Yeah, I also heated. Am very heated. I just want to sit down with, like, the person that's in charge of the rules and just really get to know their headspace on that.
They're claiming that the golf courses are becoming obsolete, and I just...
They say that golf is going to become non-existent.
I don't understand how golf courses are becoming obsolete. I think that you can do things. The first major I played in was Wegmans in Rochester, New York in 2000, I don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
We were on, I believe, the third hole, and it was just a short straightaway par 4. We get to the fairway, And my caddy was looking in the yardage book to find a sprinkler head. Mm-hmm. He's like, I can't find it. It's on the right side of the fairway. Someone help me out. It was 9 yards in the rough. They brought the rough in 9 yards this way and 9 yards this way and made the fairway 18 yards more narrow. That hole became very difficult because the rough was higher than my ankle bone.
Yeah.
That made it hard.
Yes.
I don't, like... Ugh.
It makes zero sense.
Dude. I'm not trying to tell them how to do their job, so they need to not tell us how to do ours. You guys already have rules.
I would tell them how to do their job, though. That's
the problem. Absolutely would, too. I think it's stupid. It is an attraction to go watch the men and see them hit it as far as they do. It's ungodly.
Yeah.
Like, the club head speed and the way they can do it and the way they can control it too.
Right.
But if that was the case, then every single player averaging 340 should be winning every week.
Exactly.
Why are they not? Because it has nothing to do with it.
No.
For fuck's sake.
The amount of times I've played golf and they're like, God, you hit it so far. You hit it so good. How are you not winning every week?
Because hitting it far doesn't mean it goes in the hole.
Yeah. There's like, no correlation.
And hitting it far can hinder you.
Correct.
You still have to have course strategy. You still have to have course management. And you still have to execute.
Yes.
And And 15 yards. Like, okay, they're going to make a golf ball that takes off 40 yards. Okay. At least you're making a difference in the world here.
Yeah, 15 yards does nothing for me.
It's a club when it comes time to your next shot, right? Yeah. So instead of them hitting an 8-iron, now they have to hit a 7-iron?
Or instead of a 50-degree wedge, now it's a pitching wedge. What's the difference between one wedge?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
At their level, nothing.
No.
So it doesn't make sense, and I'm struggling. Like, I see it on Twitter, and I'm reading stuff, and I'm like, I hear you, but I most certainly do not agree.
I 100% don't agree. Also, if our tour's not going to do it, I was thinking about this. I was like, there are a few courses where sometimes I do wish I had about 15 yards less.
Just take your driver out.
Well, yeah, that's what I do. Aliqua, I hit one driver for 18 holes.
That's what I'm saying. If you put the guys at Aliqua...
Oh, my gosh. They won't... They would... A few of them, if they're ballsy enough and they're hitting it well enough, could go super deep. But if you're not hitting it well enough and it's still short...
They would be ripping apart houses.
Yeah.
Like, there would be so many four rights. Like, it doesn't...
That part of the game is so not important. And they're making it seem like it's so important.
Well, Rory, they just asked him about the new tee box on 13 at Augusta. And he's like, it's fine. I hit driver 5-iron. He's still hitting 5-iron into a par 5.
Yeah. But where...
All you did was make it easier.
Yeah.
You made it so the shit on the right doesn't come into play as much, from what I understand of the hole. Never been there. Could be very wrong.
Yeah. It's just... It doesn't make any sense to me to just hinder those who hit it far. And then, like, on the adverse... excuse me. Imagine you are one of the... like shorter hitters on the tour how are you going to regulate how do they hit like can they hit their own golf ball because they don't hit it 340 yards or do they have to lose 15 yards too? You know what I'm saying?
Is there
a threshold of like under 115 miles an hour you have to play the...
Well, they did say something about swing speed something about 127 miles an hour. Who's swinging it at 127?
Like, very few people, and they're not taking into account adrenaline.
It's true.
Like,
because I was hitting some insane numbers
adrenaline
today.
Adrenaline can give you 15 yards. Like, you have adrenaline through the whole tournament round.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're going to have more on some shots and less on some, but how many rounds of golf have you played on very little sleep? You're hungover, like you're sick, and adrenaline takes over for you, and you've hit... that makes zero sense.
46 rounds.
Yeah, like...
More or less, on the hungover part.
Well, yeah. But you know what I'm saying,
Yeah.
Like, when you're winning, when you're winning, I hit my driver probably 15 yards further on average if I'm in the lead, if I'm in a tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Versus, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I hit a 3-wood today, 294 yards. No.
You would have liked the new ball.
Yeah, like...
I went too far.
Like...
Can you imagine
but on
going up to someone that's like, oh, I hit it too far. I need less. No one has ever said that in the history of ever.
Have I said, like, I hit it too far, like, and I just have to take less club? Yes, I have said that.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I want to hit my driver any less because I had 5-iron into one today. In between 5 and 4.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like 200 something to the pin, and
going back to the previous segment, that was titted.
But like, you know what I mean? So I'm like in between 4 and 5, and I go for the less because I'm like, okay, I'm amped up. And yep. I hit the front of the green, and it was a great shot, but I was like this far short. But I was like, okay,
well, you didn't want to go long,
but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It feels like
Like, someone said, hey, send me your top 10 ideas of what we need to introduce to the USGA rules of golf. And someone said that, and they just rolled with it. Like, I don't even feel like there was a discussion.
There could not have been a discussion.
Has no one actually played golf ever when that came up? Like, were they just sitting around a table and someone said it, and they're like, yup.
They've been drunk.
That one. We're doing that. Release it. Write the press release.
Yeah, like, no discussion. And then some guy's just like, I was kidding.
That is so dumb.
Yeah, it's absolutely atrocious.
How do you grow the game of golf? Oh, but it's not going to affect the amateurs. Well, one of the coolest things about golf, I mean, money is obviously an issue, but you could literally play the exact same club as Justin Thomas. You can play the exact same ball as Justin Thomas. You can wear the exact same shoes as Justin Thomas. Mm-hmm. All of these things are possible. In other sports, that's not really a thing. Actually, in other sports, it's like what they're trying to do. Like, you get to play a version of what they play.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Justin's right.
Yeah. I had a big crush on Justin Thomas, and then he got married.
So your crush stopped because he got married?
I don't do that. I don't particularly want to be a homewrecker.
I don't know. I don't agree with it. At this rate, our podcast is going to become like all the shit we don't agree with the USGA with. This is 2 weeks in a row that we're sending a Dear John letter to the USGA.
Yeah.
Like, get it together.
Well,
folks,
it was mostly because it's just been controversial. Like, just stay in your lane, USGA. Like, focus on the amateurs.
Your rules are trash. You have more rules than the Bible. The Bible has 10 rules, and that's obnoxious.
Oh, I thought that was a bird. Sorry.
Nope, it's you.
Sorry, I gotta pee. I'm like...
Already?
Yes.
Jesus.
I know, it's bad. I got the bladder the size of a peanut.
I don't have any other golf terms. I don't know what else to say to the USGA.
Just do better. Yeah.
Just do better. Like, you're trying to do too much. Like, they're trying to be like the controlling parents.
Oh, they're the helicopter parents of golf.
Yes.
They are totally the helicopter parents of golf.
Your mom's like, that's me.
Yeah.
Same. It's okay. My dad was the same. It's fine.
It's fine. Like, what was that parenting show? We should totally, like, I have so many ideas.
I love ideas.
Yeah. But they're definitely the helicopter parents of golf that just won't let you have any fun.
No. And then they get pissed if, like, golf isn't as successful or golf isn't as introduced or, like, all this, like... Yeah. Do it for a living. Stop hindering us. Stop putting so many regulations.
Right.
Like, let us go chase the golf ball around and let us go do our job.
Right.
Stop. Every time you get better, they're like, nope, the grooves. Were you old enough for the grooves?
Yeah, I had to switch out a couple wedges.
That's what I'm saying.
In high school.
Like, it takes skill to create spin regardless of grooves.
Yeah.
But then the USGA is like, oh, no, instead of U-shaped grooves, we're going to make the grooves V-shaped so you can't spin it as much. Have you seen what the guys are doing to a golf ball?
Yeah.
They're spinning the shit out of it. They're right. Hitting the low skippy, and they're fine.
Yep. Or the Bellotta ball, the wooden clubs, it's like...
They keep trying to change everything. They change the golf balls. They change the, like... How about you make the hole bigger?
Might as well do that.
Why don't we just make the hole bigger? Make the hole, whatever it is now, make it a half an inch bigger. Let's start there.
Yeah. It's still going to be hard to make putts.
Or how about, if you want to make it real hard, how about you just make it the little, you know the little holes?
The little holes?
Yeah, let's just do that.
Might as well.
Just little skinny pins. Can you imagine those little skinny pins in Kansas? They would just be project. What is that Olympic sport where you're
javelin?
They would be just projectile javelin pins around Buffalo Dunes.
Oh my god!
Just sniping people. You
just
gotta
imagine
worry about-
on seven that like uphill
right
par five, and you just see.
You gotta worry about. Tumbleweeds and skinny pins.
Skinny pins.
Like, that's literally the shit they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, stop. Golf is hard. It is so hard to put the golf ball where you want it repeatedly for 5 hours.
I also think of another term of the USGA. They're one of those people that, like, that's like a 15 handicap, right? They're sitting drinking a beer. And they're watching it on TV, and they're like, I can't believe you put it in the water. I could have done that. Like, they were just like, I would have hit it here. I would have hit it here. And they're like a 15 handicap that can't actually.
They're changing rules based on absolute perfection every time.
Yeah. And I would love to tell a USGA rules official that in my best rounds, I probably only hit, like, 4 shots in the center of the face.
Same.
But, like, actually, like...
So, okay, question. Mm-hmm. If the ball is supposed to be 15 yards less with the driver, what does that equate to with a wedge? Like, how does that work it down? Because it's not going to be 15 yards with every club.
No.
There's so much more club head speed with a driver. So, what are you really...
Like, how do you... How do you regulate that?
How do you tell a company to go... spend millions of dollars on research and development to create a ball that does less?
It's how are you forced,
but how are you forcing a company to do that?
Yeah,
like Titleist, Callaway, Bridgestone, all of them should just be like,
pfft. Yeah, I would 100% do that.
What if no one makes a golf ball for it?
That's what we need. We need a walkout.
Yeah, nobody make a golf ball under their conforming regulations.
Yeah, don't stop making golf balls.
Well, under their... No, please continue, make just not with their rules.
Just not with their rules.
There, problem solved.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, Sarah's going to go piss, and I'm going to go... I don't know what I'm going to do.
You only had one cig. No, two.
Yeah, that's look good. At me. This is still the pack I opened right before the first tee.
Really?
Yeah, because we run the motherfucking clock again. Mm. Can't run and smoke at the same time. I can, but it'd be very difficult to hit a golf shot.
On that note,
come at us.
Yeah.